Does that green thumb have your grass looking a little brown? Let the experts at Rosie on the House bring the life back to your lawn. Talk to the pros now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy's feet are too big.
It is hard to get out of bed on a rainy day, especially if it's a weekend. That's real tempting to just crack the window, let the smell and the air kind of filter into the house while you're sipping in your coffee.
I wouldn't know. I'm here with you.
Doesn't that rate? It's probably one of the top 10 songs ever written.
You know, it's got, you know, and I hear that song. I can see Paul
Butch
Newman
Cassidy
riding that bike
dance kid.
With the girl on the handlebars riding that
girl
bike.
Was my first love. You don't talk to her like that girl. Sorry. That's Catherine Ross.
I'm sorry. Who are those guys anyway?
Yeah, man. Holy cow.
Who are those guys anyway?
I never saw her in another movie, but I was in love with her. I think I saw that movie when I was about 13, and I was in love with her right up until the time I met Jennifer.
Well, there you go.
Catherine Ross.
Welcome.
All right, let's talk landscaping.
In the landscape and garden, if you'd like to join the conversation, that's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Rosie had mentioned earlier his Bermuda grass is already in, but if we have winter rye with the warmer weather, should we go ahead and start transitioning, or how much farther along can we that winter rye?
No, I mean, winter rye, you know, winter's a little bit misleading. Rye grasses are a cool season grass. That means they like the summers that Michigan and Minnesota and Oregon and Northern California have. You know, so 80, 85, even 90 degree daytime highs are what they really enjoy. It's the 105 and 10 with a low of 80 or 85 that usually pushes them over the edge. So if you like your winter rye, you certainly don't want
to. You can keep your winter rye.
Yeah, there you go. If you like your winter, yes, you can. And actually, that's a true statement. You can fertilize it at least one more time. Make sure you may have to up the water. Of course, this rain will certainly help.
Yeah.
That being said, if you got somewhere close to half an inch of rain, turn your sprinklers off for a couple of days. It'll go until, I usually tell folks, about Mother's Day. That's when you really want to push the transition. So sometime in early May, when we might start pushing pretty close to 100 degrees as a daytime high, that's when you want to start pushing it out and let the Bermudas start coming back. But then you got two more months to really enjoy your winter rye.
Now, if we didn't have cool season rye, have Bermuda, is there anything special I should be doing? Thatching or aerating?
Don't want to thatch yet. Okay. Absolutely don't want to thatch until it's actively growing fast. It may be greening up some, but it's probably not growing much. If it's starting to green, which it might with the warmer, when your dad said his is greened up, probably want to get some fertilizer on it. Maybe get some pre-emergent herbicide in it so that you get the spurge, get ahead of the spurge that's coming down the road. And you may want to go ahead and give it a little light mowing if it's gotten a little bit long. That could help a little bit. So, but don't dethatching should wait till, you know, May or early June.
I'm in a situation where the grass is greening up, but the only thing that's mowable is that little, what are they called, poena?
Poena, yeah.
Yeah, I've got enough of that it's...
And it's going to go ballistic, and it's going to go to seed, and that's why you want to put pre-emergent down too, but that seed will sit there all summer and not come up till next fall or winter. So that if you're not going to plant a winter lawn in the fall, you should put pre-emergent down to keep that poena from coming up. But it will grow really fast now. And
now
so you'll have these little blobs of green out in the middle of your lawn.
Little clump grass.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now the summer will take that down.
It'll die. Yeah. But right now
millions
is when it's going to
seeds.
Yeah. And you see the millions. Little doves out there. They love the seed of that. You know, I see lawns full of the little Inca doves and mourning doves out there eating that seed.
Well, I've got the base Bermuda coming in green, and not enough to mow yet, but I've got that weed is the only thing I've got to mow.
You want to either keep it mowed or pull it. Just make sure you don't let it go to seed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did hit it. I had Scottsdale Weed out there. I had him hit it hard with pre-emergent.
Good.
So the pre-emergent absolutely was the perfect key for the last week.
Yeah. Well, this was a good week to do that. It was a good week to fertilize. You know, this rain came. It is time. You know, we say Valentine's Day to feed citrus, but that's just kind of a reminder of a time frame. So still a good time to feed citrus, deciduous fruit trees. If you haven't pruned your deciduous fruit trees, your peach, get it done. You know, shade and fruit trees, that they're popping, they're leafing back out. Some are already, some of the elms and ashes are already almost completely leafed back out. So you want to start being careful how much you prune once that happens. But could still get some pruning in. Certainly still a good time to prune anything that was frost sensitive. So the stuff that last year froze and you pruned it way to the ground. I had a customer call me about his Mexican bird of paradise. He says, "Norm," he said, "it looks terrible." I said, "Yeah, just pretend it froze.
Yeah,
just whack it down to the ground like you did when it froze." So, just do that. It'll remember how beautifully they came back last spring.
Yeah,
same thing will happen.
Yeah, it makes a big difference on the color.
You bet.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.